If anything is to change this, it must be the grace of God. That's why verse 4 says, God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. This is the divine miracle in which God makes the dead alive. In chapter 4 of Ephesians and verse 18, this condition is described again as a death, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their hearts. It is a condition from which the sinner cannot recover on his own. Colossians 2:13, you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh. He made you alive. God commands and life comes. It's kind of analogous to the resurrection of Lazarus, when Jesus stepped before the tomb of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come out. There was nothing in dead Lazarus capable of responding. And so the one who gave the command gave the life so that Lazarus could respond to the command. We are a race of Lazaruses. God commands us and must give us life to respond.